Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Biden-Harris administration believes countering corruption is a core United States national security interest. As such, the United States takes action against perpetrators of corruption around the world. To impose consequences on corrupt actors and to protect the U.S. financial system from abuse, the U.S. Department of the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control, or OFAC, sanctioned three Paraguayan nationals, Qasem Mohamed Hijazi, Khalil Ahmed Hijazi, and Liz Paula Dolden Gonzalez, for their roles in corruption in Paraguay. OFAC also designated five entities connected to the designated individuals. The United States is committed to supporting Paraguay's efforts to combat corruption and promote accountability for those who undermine government institutions, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Qasem Mohamed Hijazi controls a global money laundering organization based in Ciudad del Este, Paraguay. Qasem's network, which was enabled by the bribery of government officials, operates through front companies and business relationships around the world, including the United States. His associate, Khalil Ahmed Hijazi, was designated for providing material assistance to Qasem in connection with Qasem's corrupt activities. OFAC designated Paraguay-registered companies España Informática, Emprendimientos Inmobiliarios Misiones S.A., Apollo Informática S.A., and Mundo Informático as being owned or controlled by Khalil, and Paraguay-registered company España Informática S.A. for being owned or controlled by Qasem. Liz Paula Dolden Gonzalez is one of Qasem's associates. In her role as an intermediary, she paid bribes to port workers and Paraguayan customs officials to process imports and exports through Paraguay. Her company, Paraguay-based Mobile Zone International Import Export, was designated by OFAC as being owned or controlled by Dolden. Qasem, Khalil, and Dolden have been sanctioned pursuant to the Global Magnitsky Human Rights Accountability Act, which targets perpetrators of serious human rights abuse and corruption around the world. As a result of these sanctions, all property of designated individuals or entities that are within the United States or in the possession or control of U.S. persons are blocked, and U.S. persons are prohibited from conducting transactions with designated persons. These designations under the Global Magnitsky Sanctions Program show that we are committed to combating corruption and promoting accountability for officials who undermine government institutions, said OFAC Director Andrea Gacki. The Treasury Department will continue to use our authorities to prevent illicit actors and their front companies from abusing the international financial system to hurt people around the world who play by the rules.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.